Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Andrew for Geek News Central. I'm at the Wearable Technology Show in London, England. I'm with Kenneth from G&D Mobile Security. G&D provide a number of enabling solutions for mobile devices. And I'm sitting here with a pile of watches and wristbands and mobile devices. So Kenneth, tell us a bit more about what G&D do.
So various things. We're 165 years old. My specific duties is mobile security, specifically for wearables. So we take Fitbits and other types of wearables that are on the market today that add some value, such as health tracking and things like that, and we add additional functionality and value to that, right? So like I have three or four Fitbits at home that sit in a drawer. They do one thing and they do it really well, but that's it, right? So you add payment, you add transit, you add access control to it, people are more likely to continue to wear those devices and wear them consistently for a longer period of time. So we add that value to an existing wearable, or we can design a wearable for an OEM or for a bank or somebody else that wants to put one out on the market. So we take what would normally be a 2-year plus process to get to market, and we shrink that down to 6 months or less, depending upon where they are with the design, approvals from the various schemes if they want payment, or also from other service providers like HID and providers like that.
Okay, so I mean, I think most people reading GNC, they'll not be familiar with the name, but you've obviously worked with some names that they would be familiar with, like Swatch.
Yeah, like Swatch. So Swatch Pay initially launched in China about 2 years ago with China UnionPay. That's gone rather well. It's about 10% of their overall sales in China. And we're gearing up for a European launch, hopefully later this summer.
Okay. I mean, I think, can you kind of run through what really happens behind the scenes when somebody actually swipes their, you know, whether it's a smart card or their watch? Over
sure.
The till?
Yeah. So there's really nothing that they have to swipe, right? I can walk you through the whole demo process, right? So we have an application that G&D provided for Swatch, let's say. Open the app. It, like any other wallet, you would have had to register, provide an email address, details like that. Log in. It's got to communicate back with the TSP server, right? We'll ignore that. So right now I have a MasterCard loaded on here. We communicate from here. You can see the token status, the transaction list here. From the application, you can disable, suspend, and delete the token at the issuer or TSP level. Right?
Okay, so if somebody steals your watch.
Exactly, yeah. So if you lose your watch, if somebody steals it, if you loan it to your son, you don't necessarily want him using that credit card, you know, with the higher limit, you can go in there straight from the app, disable it, and then the watch or wearable itself is essentially unusable, right? Other than for a watch, right? Mm-hmm. But so we can go in here and we can delete the card from here. Let's see here. We use a QR code in order to establish the BLE link between the phone and the watch itself, because it's purely passive.
Okay, so you pair the phone with the watch?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it pairs it there. So this is when it's communicating back to Visa and or MasterCard, depending upon what type of card you have. And at that point, the card's no longer there. So we can look at the credit card reader here.
Okay.
There's no card on the band. So the user goes to a Swatch store. The model there is they wanted people to come into the stores. Because when you're there, it's relatively priced, right? So a Swatch-enabled, a Swatch-pay-enabled watch runs about 85 or so euros, whereas a normal watch runs about 80 euros, right? So you're really only paying a minimal amount of difference for the Swatch itself enabled with payment. So you buy the watch, they do an eligibility check to make sure that your issuer is on board and you can get it tokenized. And then at that point, you place the watch onto the reader. You scan a QR code for the reader, which is here. And then you can, let's use this one, it's better. You can open the app, choose which card. Now you can do OCR. Or you can do
you can take a photo of your own credit card.
Exactly.
And it'll read it in.
Exactly.
That's
fill in the details. You know, I myself hate typing in those numbers because you're always going to get at least one wrong. So you got to do it all over again, right? So this takes that, you know, worry out of the way. We'll cheat a little bit and use a link. But you can manage multiple watches from here. So you could do black, say that you have one, your wife has one, and your kid has one. You can tokenize the same credit card on multiple devices, or you can have multiple devices with different credit cards. But you can manage them all from the one application, right?
And could you do something like, you know, if you wanted your child to have it, could you reduce the credit limit?
So it's not quite there yet. It's really based on the issuer, right?
Okay.
We are building in that functionality to be able to limit each individual watch from a limit standpoint, but yeah, I mean it is worth coming along with geofencing.
Okay.
So I have a daughter at college, right? You necessarily don't want her spending money on things she shouldn't be spending money on. So yeah, you can limit that, but some of it is alerts and notifications. So as soon as you do find out they're spending money where you don't want them to, you could disable or delete the token, right? And at that point, then they know they're in trouble, right?
So, busted.
Exactly right. So at that point, you've entered in the credit card credentials, and you're ready to put them onto the watch, right? So you scan the QR code. It establishes the BLE link between the phone and the reader, and the reader gets the encrypted payload from Visa and MasterCard down to the reader, unpacks the APDUs, and then puts them onto the secure element. At that point, Visa and/or MasterCard, depending upon the scheme, have done a key exchange. So it's a secure pipe from our secure element all the way to Visa and MasterCard. And you don't have your PAN is never stored on the secure element. You have a tokenized PAN. And the only place where that mapping exists is inside Visa and MasterCard, right? So at this point, there's a live MasterCard on here. You do have to do a step-up procedure, which is valid, you know, which is required by the bank. So, you know, SMS, email, whatever predetermined method you set up with them, and then they send you the code.
But this is just a one-time process when you're setting up the card.
Exactly. Just to validate that you are who say you are, right? And at that point, the card is successfully validated. It takes a minute, but this will show up as green, right? And from here, like I said, you can go back, you can manage the tokens, see your transactions, contact your card provider if you need to. You can manage it strictly from here. And see here, make sure we have this over here. And we've got a MasterCard on the device.
Okay.
But G&D overall, I mean, payment is one use case, right?
Mm-hmm.
We enable transit. We're working with various universities in the U.S. on access control, not just to dorms and things like that, but also classes to be able to, for more accurate attendance items, but also sports teams, so the football clubs, the basketball teams, things like that.
Is that good? And if people want to know more about your solutions, do you have a website?
We do. It's www.gi-d.com, and you can navigate there from a wearable perspective.
Kenneth, that's great. Look, thanks so much.
Sure. Thank you.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.